Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Beautiful day today. I am broadcasting live from a golf course. All right, maybe not.
You wish you were broadcasting live from a golf course.
I've thought about it.
The thought crossed your mind.
Let's see if we can do something mobile here. Pause the show while I hit a 9-iron.
Steve goes up to the ball. He addresses the ball. Looks like he's got about 120 yards for the 9-iron.
Look, it's radio, man. I could be two over par for all you know.
That would be my... See, I'd have to go with two over par because anything under par, and people would know that I was lying, at least two over par is still possible if I'm only through one hole.
Yeah, I had a round going, that was about 2 weeks ago. I could only play 13 holes because of the time. And I was two over par after 13. I was like, oh, this is one of the greatest rounds of my life. I got to leave. Oh, darn.
The good Lord will never end the greatest round of my life.
Exactly.
I don't think the heavy stuff's coming down for quite some time yet.
Yeah, but this is your day.
I've been looking forward to this since 1987.
This is Back to the Future Day.
It is. Very excited about today. By the way, the latest report is the Skyway is not jammed. So, good news for the ride home.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, good. You did send a memo. Should Chip Kelly make a change at quarterback? If not, when should he make the change? Is Kelly staying with Bradford because it was his call to bring him into Philly? Do the Cubs have the talent to come back? Hayward and NFL agree to terms. Does the NFL need to look at this rule? What does it mean for the PGA Tour, NBC, and CBS if Tiger doesn't play next year? Maybe a question for Tony. That's the Kevin Herr memo. Tonight.
You know, you could read it with slightly more enthusiasm. I mean, that didn't even excite me, and I wrote it.
Let's see. Should Chip make a change of court? No. Is he staying with his call because he brought him to Philly? Yes. Do the Cubs have the talent to come back? Yes. Hayward and NFL, does the NFL need to look at this rule? Sure. What does it mean for the PGA Tour, the NBC, and CBS if Tiger doesn't play next year? Lower ratings. Okay, your memo's done.
You know, I spent a good 20 minutes on that today, and you've just demolished it in 3.2 seconds.
What's your point?
My point is, why do I bother?
Because it's entertainment value.
For you.
Well, all right, let's get to the Chip
Kelly
part.
You are going to answer some of these. Okay, great. I'm excited now.
No. Yes. Yes. Sure. And ratings go down. Yeah, I answered all of them.
Great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Anytime. Just want to do things that have meaning in your life. All right, so, okay, should he make a change at quarterback? No, he should. I don't think he should make a change at quarterback. I know he's struggling, and it appears like he's the weak link in the football team, but now you've won 3 of 4. Now, I mean, how much do you want to tinker with what you're doing? And he already knows what Mark Sanchez looks like in his offense because he had to play with him as his quarterback last year. There must be something he sees in Sam Bradford that's different than Mark Sanchez, because it's not as if Sanchez is a novice in this offense. He was forced to play last year, and evidently it must have been something that made Chip Kelly. If he thought Mark Sanchez was the answer to begin with, then he would not have made a trade for Sam Bradford, correct?
I would think so.
So he's not going to make a change.
Well, my thing with that was, should he make the change first and foremost? And is he not making the change simply because that he would make himself look bad?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think he knows what Mark Sanchez looks like in the confines of the offense that he has because he had to play him last year. And if Mark Sanchez were that good within the confines of his offense, he would not have made a trade for Sam Bradford. So to him, Mark Sanchez must be, in his mind, in this offense, a backup. And I think he wants to give Sam Bradford more time within the confines of this offense to do something. Now, I don't know how gun-shy Bradford is after two ACLs. I don't know. I don't know if he's a little gun-shy behind that offensive line. I don't know.
Boy, I would think he'd have to be a little bit.
But if Mark Sanchez were the answer to begin with, they would not have made the trade for Bradford. So he must not feel that the long-term solution is Mark Sanchez. He must feel the long-term solution is Sam Bradford. And I don't think it's a pride thing. I think he's already seen the other guy in his offense, and it didn't light him up too much. Yeah, I mean, it's more than just that. I mean, Murray is now becoming a little more acclimated to what they're doing. He had a 100-yard rushing night against the Giants. He had not fared well to this point. That tells you something. He does have a constant in the defense that is really good, and I think that buys him time in a relatively weak division to get some things done with Bradford at quarterback. But I keep going back to the fact that Sanchez had a prolonged audition last year for Chip Kelly in this offense, and Chip Kelly deemed, especially now that Chip Kelly is the guy that is making the personnel moves as well as coaching it, he had total controls over what he thought of Mark Sanchez as a quarterback last year moving into this year. And his answer was emphatic. That's not my long-term answer. I think somebody else is. Not as if you're taking a guy who had not been a starter in two AFC championship games in his career. Sanchez was. So I don't think this is a pride thing. I don't think it's anything. I think he looks at it, and he looks at it every day in practice, and he sees some things in Bradford that he thinks long-term are going to be the solution to what he has to do to win. And I think he saw in Sanchez a guy that in his system can be a backup quarterback, but is not the guy he wants to fall upon to carry him on an everyday basis. He had a prolonged audition. Evidently, it wasn't enough to win the job. Do the Cubs have the talent to come back? Here's the Cubs' big issue. Theo Epstein, of course, is the general manager of the president of the Cubs. And he was the general manager of the Red Sox in 2004. That's the only team in baseball to come back from 3-0 to win. And they were down 3-1 to the Indians in 2007, came back to win. But what's the difference between those two teams and this Cubs team? The difference is striking. You had Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, 7-year Dustin Pedroia, Jason Varitek, some grizzled leaders that have been around the block before that knew they could compete and win the thing, but they also had Pedro Martinez and Curt Schilling. And they also had Derek Lowe. The Cubs don't have Pedro Martinez, Curt Schilling, and Derek Lowe. That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem. They don't have. They've got Arrieta and Lester, but they're not coming back. I mean, Lester would not be pitching until Game 5. Now, if the Cubs win tonight, okay, now you got Lester in 5. You got Arrieta in 6, and everybody, all hands on deck in 7. But they're also facing a Mets team that has excellent starting pitching. The Yankees in 2004 had good, not great starting pitching. The Indians in 2007 had good, not great starting pitching. The Mets have excellent starting pitching. That is an issue. Remember, momentum in baseball comes down to who is your starting pitcher tonight. And the Mets have a stable of guys that they can go to that can stop a lot of winning streaks. That's a big issue. I'd feel more comfortable about the Jays down 3-1 to the Royals than I do the Cubs up down 3-0 to the Mets, because the Mets starting pitching is exponentially superior to the Kansas City Royals starting pitching. Now, the Royals bullpen is superior to anybody's bullpen. Hayward and NFL agree to terms. Does the NFL need to look at this rule?
We will talk about that
and other items in a moment. As at times, sometimes the only person on the show that understands the format. Back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Never saw the movie.
You need to change that today. Like, there's nothing going on tonight. You should change that today. You should fix that.
Going to practice tonight. I've got, I'm being interviewed tonight for someone's book about stadiums, and I don't know.
Missing out.
Sure. Okay. Although Christopher Lloyd and Michael J. Fox are obviously great actors. So
Elizabeth Shue.
Is she in that? Okay, good for her.
In the last two, not the first one.
Oh, okay. I guess I'd have to see one of them to even know.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably watch one of them so you know.
Probably not going to happen.
No.
What? You get angry at me just because I live a life.
No, I've given up all hope on you having fun.
I have a lot of fun. I'm a fun guy. I have a lot of laughs. Because I don't sit in front of a video screen all the time doesn't mean, you know, I'm not fun. Out there playing golf, Ham and I have a good time doing some stuff. You know, travel a lot, see a lot of different places.
That you do. You do have the frequent flyer cards.
You know, what the heck?
It's all about the points.
You know, and then you're out there acting mean.
It's what I do.
I wouldn't have admitted it in public. But all right.
So what about Hayward?
Craig Hayward. I mean, look, the money goes to charity. It's a fine. Move on.
Okay, here's my take on this. I understand the intent of the rule, the way the NFL is doing it. All right, I get it. But correct me if I'm wrong, don't they give out an award at the end of the year for those that have done things for charity or who do the most for charity? Why not go out? And he's using he's actually taking now the money. He's working with the iBlack company that makes these. And if you, I think you have to use Ironhead in the, when you buy it, in the promo code, and 50% will go to his charity for the cancer his father had. So wouldn't it make sense for the NFL to support this by allowing him to do this, which is something the NFL wants their players to do anyway, and they give an award at the end of the year for it? Maybe you have to go to the NFL in the front and the office and say, and fill out the paperwork, here's what I want to do, here's how long I want to do it, here's why I'm going to do it, and you have to approve it or not. It's not like the NFL is hurt for money and can't create a position for this.
No, but they also have designated charities that they have and that they seek out and do promotionally that are part of, you know,
or sometimes get money for it, as they did with the armed forces.
But they still have designated charities as a league.
They do. I understand that.
Just like they have designated agreements, for example, with, I don't know, who's the headphone manufacturer? I think what it was Dre's Beats that weren't being used, but the players like Colin Kaepernick were wearing them to press conferences, as an example.
I didn't even know there was one.
Yeah, there is. They have designated charities that they donate to. Now, do you want to? Here's the fine line. You want charities to succeed, but you know what? As we all know, there is a long, 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 long list of charities that are asking for your money. Correct?
Absolutely.
And you have to make choices along the way. So there are five primary charities, for example, I donate to. Five primary ones that I've picked out. Now, does that mean that it's that the other charities aren't worthy? No, but I can't give money to everybody. Okay? I can't. So I've got to really pick and choose as to what I think are charities that on a consistent basis I'm making donations to, besides, you know, every once in a while giving money to something else based on a need. For example, the American Red Cross needs a donation because Hurricane Katrina's hit. So, yeah, of course I donated to the cause. The NFL's very much in the same way. They've got to pick out the causes. Now, do you want everyone to be wearing eye black for their personal cause all the time? Do you want them wearing headbands with the name of their personal cause on it all the time? There has to be a line that is drawn in the sand that allows the player to do something on their own away from the office, but at the same time, when they're in the office, they've got to kind of be within the confines of the office.
Of all the things that could be done or they could wear, iBlack is probably the one with one thing that I could think of that would be the least,
but you're wrong,
annoying,
about
disturbing,
that.
Whatever.
But you're wrong about that, okay? Because they're doing close-ups of players all the time. Right? I mean, do you want it to say JD on one side and RF on the other? Or something? I mean, there's all sorts of charities.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
During the break, Kevin was making a series of illegal contributions. For example, you coach Little League.
Yes.
That's outside of the realm of the station.
That's true.
That's done on your own. That's your own charity work. You also make donations
and charitable contributions. Well, it's all done outside of the station. I mean, I was the Easter Seals Volunteer of the Year one year here in Center County.
Okay.
That's fine. It had nothing to do with what I was doing.
See, I keep tying it into the award that they give out, though. Is it the Walter Payton Award?
You think too much about that mumbo-jumbo. Don't think about that. Okay? You can get an award for Walter Payton Award, but it doesn't have to be a sponsored event. It just means you've done a lot of charitable work. It doesn't necessarily have to be tied into what you're doing. I mean, that shouldn't be getting awards for volunteerism anyway. But you know, I said, I got one, and I'm thinking to myself, isn't that what you're supposed to do?
But all that being said, I completely understand why the NFL has gone to the nothing, no matter what rule. I get it, because you do open a humongous can of worms in this to try and deal with it. I get that.
I mean, the issue is that if we were to sit here and say there are five charities on the face of the earth, five. And it wouldn't be an issue because I think they'd say, like, hey, whatever's a great charity, it has five of them. Okay. But there aren't five charities. How many letters do you get during the course of the year, or phone calls do you get during the course of the year, asking you to donate to a charity?
The list is long.
Right. And that's with any business. I'll bet Roger, right, as the head of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, the number of people that want a charitable contribution and are justified in asking because they're all worthy. But you've got to pick and choose along the way because you can't donate to everyone. So he promotes this thing on iBlack. Okay, it's his dad's name. I got it. Okay. But it's also, I guess it doesn't fall under the realm of official charity of the month. D'Angelo Williams wants to wear the color pink for the rest of the season. And he was told no because it's only done in October in the NFL. You got to have some control over. The NFL is the business with 32 separate divisions in it. Remember, we can start a rival league if we want, like the AFL did, like the USFL did, like the WFL, like the All-America Conference in the 40s, like the AFL in the 20s. We can start a rival league in the business of football against them as a competitor. Well, right now that rival league doesn't exist. But it is still the business in the business of football. So they're allowed to set their rules and regulations as to how to handle certain things like Sunbury Broadcasting does with us. We're about to embark on a campaign coming up here for the holidays that we're all going to talk about that raised over, what, $70,000, $80,000 last year, didn't it?
No, some number more than like that, yeah.
More than that. But that's the official holiday station charity. Well, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to donate money as well on our own. But there's also going to be other charities along the way that I'm going to donate to. I am going to donate, for example, to the food bank as an example. I make a donation every month to Ronald McDonald House in Danville. Every month I make a donation to them. But that's personal on my part. When it comes to the station promoting the Needy Family Fund?
Right.
Yeah, the Needy Family Fund. We're going to go all in on the station for the Needy Family Fund because that's the company's charity. That doesn't mean it's the only charity I'm donating to, But that, I'm doing that on my own.
Maybe they need to designate one game for your charity game.
Again, how many charities are there?
No, I understand. I'm just saying you have one particular day where you can actually wear whatever it is that you want as long as it's been approved by the NFL for your charity. Maybe that's the way around it.
No, but there are other ways for you to do that without doing it in the game. You got to have some sort of rule or feel over it. For example, I know the Penn State players have talked to James Franklin about wearing pink this month. But it turns out they don't have pink gear yet or anything from Nike. But there's a game that the players have talked to him about doing it. There's just a fine line. And, you know, did Hayward do anything wrong? No, he didn't do anything wrong. He's being fined. Okay. But guess what? The fine money is going to a charity.
It is going to NFL charities, yes.
Yes, which, you know, there's a wide variety of things that they're giving. That's where the fine money goes to. It's just not going to his charity. Now, they've negotiated a settlement between the two sides. They have done that. So I'm wondering if the NFL is going to make some sort of contribution to his charity as part of this. I don't know.
The way I understood it, they just agreed upon the fact that he wouldn't do it anymore, and that he was at some point or another able to promote the fact that if you bought this iBlack with the promo code iBlack, 50% went to his cancer charity, bone cancer charity, I believe it was. I don't remember the name.
Right. And is a bone cancer charity an extremely worthy charitable contribution? Absolutely it is. There are so many, but there are also ones like we have the Needy Family Fund coming up. When are we going to start that? Around Thanksgiving, a little bit before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it'll be right before Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving. So we start that. We go all in because it is a great charity that does tremendous work. They are not the only charity out there that does great things and great work. But you have to pick which one is for your company as to what you go with. You didn't do anything wrong, but at the same time as the company, and the NFL is the company in the end. Like I said, you can start a rival league. The NFL just has a different business model than most companies because you have 32 separate divisions of the company owned by other individuals who are competing against one another within the realm of the company. So it's a little different business model. I know you get hung up on the Walter Payton Award and the whole thing. It's just the Walter Payton Award is given for a body of work by one individual on their own. It doesn't have to, you know, and you don't necessarily have to be involved in one of the NFL's charities to win it. Well, you seem stunned.
No, I'm just, I'm, listen, as I said, I understand the NFL's reasoning for doing it. I do.
But what charity on the air would you promote during our Needy Family Fund drive?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying, I mean, what about all the other times of the year, though?
Yeah, but this is their time of the year. They're the company. If you want to do something on your own, do something on your own. Hey, the company's not involved in Little League. You coach it. That's a great thing, a great volunteer thing to do to go out and teach bad baseball.
I was going to say the kids may feel otherwise, but.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I heard you. That's why I said. I was going the self-deprecating route to try and get it in before you did, but you were too quick.
Okay, but the station's not a sponsor of Little League Baseball, but you do that on your own. It's great for you to bond with your son. It's great for you to bond with so many other young people that over the years probably still come back to you left or right. Hey, Coach Herr, how are you? The whole thing, you know, and so on and so forth. That's great, but it's not an official station charity. Official station charity is the one that we're going to be doing right before Thanksgiving, right up until Christmas time. Every company designates what their official charities happen to be. Every company does that. And you have to make hard choices. You know, hard choices are made all the time as to where the companies, because companies are inundated with requests for donations, or in this case, donations and airtime. Inundated. You don't think the NFL's not inundated with charitable requests? The NFL is inundated with charitable requests. Aching to be one of the official charities of the company. Well, what statement does it make to the ones that are the official charities of the company where they're going all out, and all of a sudden you've got people off the reservation promoting their own stuff whenever they feel like it? Like I said, we've got the Needy Family Fund deal coming up here at the end of December. We're not going to be out there saying, oh, hey, by the way, don't forget to give to. I mean, like, we're going to be all in, like, hoping people donate to this because it's, you know, A, it's extremely important, and B, it's part of what the station does. Except for Kevin, who will be, while the rest of us are all pulling one direction, Kevin will be out there saying, well, no, this charity needs help too.
I'll wear my eye black.
I have 5,000 things I could say to that, but I'm not going to. Just decided to back off.
Oh, darn. It's time to take a break.
I feel that every day. Back with more after this.
Tomorrow, our high school football announcers on the show previewing the games, including Lewisburg, which plays tomorrow night, by the way, with Bucknell having homecoming this weekend, and the Bucknell homecoming parade will be going through Lewisburg and so forth. They said, look, we'll play the game Thursday night, and we'll have Matt Cotrillo be on to preview the game going into tomorrow night, and then, of course, the Friday night games, and then Shikellamy is home on Friday night as well as the Kevin and the Chief show rolls on. I mean, right now, solidly entrenched in that third playoff spot.
And they will have the senior night festivities for the final home game against undefeated Loyal Sock.
So 3-4 and a number 3 seed.
That's right. Still could finish the year 500.
Yes, they can. I feel like we're talking about the Seattle Seahawks when they went 7-9. We're home.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I think the same thing's going to happen in the NFC East the way it's going right now.
No, I don't. I think the Eagles have found a little something here. Now, do I think they win at Carolina on Sunday night? I have my doubts. But I think within the division, they lost to the Cowboys, they've beaten the Giants. And did they lose to the Redskins? So they went 1-2 in the division?
I'd have to look it up. I can't remember.
Oh, jeez.
Listen. I only have so much hard drive space. Hold
in
on.
In the computer or someplace else?
In my brain. Let's see. The Eagles are 3-3. They are in the conference 2-3.
Yeah, I asked the division.
Oh yeah. Well, hang on. I got to look that one up. I have that information too. Hold on.
They beat the Giants. They beat New Orleans.
They are 1-2 in the division.
I had it right.
The Cowboys, though, are ironically 2-0 in the division and tied for actually sitting third.
Yeah, but the wins were over the Giants on opening night, and they beat the Eagles. And then Tony Romo got hurt. So there. Adam Bittner from the Post-Gazette next half hour. We have a little fun on Friday's show, by the way. Johnny Holiday, the play-by-play voice of Maryland, will be on the show. Danny Gallant, Baltimore Sun. Roman Stubbs of the Washington Post. And Frank Bonanni, York Daily Record, all on Friday's get-together. How about that? Oh, I forgot you're writing this down.
Yeah, trying to anyway.
Bodani.
Of the, let's see, what are there, five?
York Daily Record.
Of the five teams that are undefeated, Patriots, Bengals, Broncos, see, the Packers, and the Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
What is your number one team, and what team are you surprised that are still undefeated?
Number one team is the Patriots.
I would agree with that, yeah.
There
are two teams that I think that are equally surprising to me that they're undefeated.
And there's only one that I'm surprised is undefeated, that's Denver.
See, I was surprised about Carolina.
No. I liked what I saw at the end of last year.
And I am surprised that Cincinnati's undefeated. I mean, five. No. I knew you were gonna do that. And it has nothing to do with it being the Bengals.
I have more talent than your team does.
I'm not arguing that, but I figured they would have stumbled somewhere along the first couple of weeks of the season.
That's because, look, that's the difference. You hope they do.
Well, I can't say that's a lie. I mean,
you hope they stumble. I just sit there and look at it and go, you know what? They got a lot of talent. The schedule's been right so far, so good.
I'm not going to deny that I hoped it.
Okay. The Broncos are the ones that surprised me because Peyton Manning's not playing well.
Week three was the week I thought Cincinnati would lose, and that was to Baltimore, and Baltimore's playing awful.
Cam Newton's playing great. I hate to tell you, Andy Dalton's playing really well.
He is.
Okay, Tom Brady's playing really well, and Aaron Rodgers is playing well. Who's the only team that doesn't have a quarterback that's really playing great football? Denver. I don't think we'd ever thought I'd ever say that about Peyton Manning, but he's struggling. I mean, they won. They won in spite of him against Cleveland the other day. And it's not as if they have any other solutions there. They don't. It's really picked up where he left off the end of last year. So they would be the one I'd be surprised at only because of his play. Cam Newton's played great. Andy Dalton's played great. Landry Jones is your starting quarterback this week.
I still have to pinch myself to make sure it's not a dream/nightmare.
But see, every week you guys go, Ben practice. I'm like, so what?
I'm still not counting him out for this week yet.
Do so.
He's not officially out or anything like that yet.
Do so.
Not counting him out. He may not start, but he might be in uniform this week as the number two. I heard the Steelers actually practiced three quarterbacks today, and one of them was not Michael Vick.
That's terrific.
Slight hamstring tear.
That normally does put you out.